They do have talking tape measures. There's one made by Cobalt, and there's another one that's made by another company, and they're about, I think the Cobalt one's about 130 bucks, and I used to have one until it died on me. Now they have these talking laser tape measures that use a laser, and there's actually one that's made by a company called Elephant Num, E-L-E-P-H-E-A-N-T-N-U-M, and it's on Amazon, and it costs about 80 bucks. It's long, it's kind of rectangular in shape. At one end is a little place that you can feel where the laser is, and then on the top of the unit there's a display, and under the display you have one big button, which I guess is your measure button. Then you have two rows of three buttons below that, and then below that is one more little round button on the bottom left of the unit. There's also a little wheel on the unit, so I'm going to turn the unit on by just by holding down the top right hand button. There we go, now it's on.
Tripod reference. Rear reference, front reference.
So it said, for those of you who didn't hear, it said tripod reference, rear reference, front reference. And what that means is, if you remember on a regular tape measure, you can measure with or without the case included. And that's basically what this is. So if we wanted to measure, say, the length of this room from the wall right behind me, we would put this on
tripod reference.
Rear reference.
Rear reference.
Okay.
Wheel measurement.
We'll get to that in a second here.
Length, 0 inch.
So length. I mean, so it's on rear reference and it's on length. So if I go back here to this wall right behind me where there's a blackboard.
And I just want to point out, Tim, that it flashes. So if there's a sighted person back there, you don't want to look right
I'm
at
putting
it.
I'm going to press now the button, see if this works, the button on the top.
Length, 32 feet, 9 3/4 inch.
So that's pretty cool. If I put it on the floor here,
wheel measurement, length, 0 inch.
We can get the height of the room if this works.
Length, 10 feet, 9 and 1/8.
So we just measured the height of the room. Jerry, do you know what the total length this can measure? It's something like
160 feet.
160 feet. And there are other options, which I haven't tried. Let's see. There's
area measurement.
Volume,
triangle area,
Pythagorean 2,
Pythagorean
3,
Pythagorean 3.2, measurement, auto level, measurement,
auto level,
auto height, measurement,
auto height, we haven't figured out that. But the wheel, so the reason that they have the wheel on the bottom is, the wheel is like, so you can use this as a conventional tape measure. So let's say if you wanted to measure the width of a table or something, you'd use the wheel option and then just roll this from one end to the other. So it's kind of got everything in covered.
Does it give you audio feedback as you roll?
No, it gives you the reading after you've rolled. So it gives you the final reading. It doesn't.
So you roll and then press the button.
Yeah, it's not like even the talking tape measure, which you will pull out and it'll say 6 inches, 8 inches, 9 inches.
So if I wanted to cut a 9-foot 2x4 down to a 5-foot 2x4, I couldn't stand this item on the 2x4 and say, tell me when I slide you to 5 feet.
No, then you'd be better off for something like that, probably using a conventional tape measure. I think the standard talking tape measures that they sell, I think they're 16 feet.
If you set it to area, it says length and you measure the length, and then it says width and you measure the length. I mean the width, and then you hit the button again and it tells you the area.
But this is good for judging for like large areas, because it seems to try to do it, you know, by hand going.
If I'm using that in shop to measure something, not a room, but actually a thing, and I'm pointing it from left to right, and so it's looking off across the horizon. How big does the ending object that it's looking at need to be for it to say it's 5 feet between me and that post, or me and that object?
Okay. It's a laser beam, so it's hitting a small target, but you kind of have to know where that target is.
So if I stood a block on top of the board that I'm trying to measure, I can move that block back and forth.
Yes.
Yes, that you could do, yeah.
And I think what a sighted person does, Frank, you can confirm this, is they'll put a dot somewhere and then point the laser at that dot.
Yeah.
And that gives you a really accurate measurement.
The reason the laser measures came to be is that it's always a straight line. A laser beam is always, it's a line of light, so you know you're getting a straight line. So if you're doing it something where you can't, it's not practical to use a tape measure, like anything more than a couple of feet at a time, it's the easier way of doing things, yeah.
But it is a, I just want to point out again that you don't want to be flashing a laser in somebody's eyes if they can see. Yeah, you just have to have, take care of using it.
Does it have a memory, Tim?
Yeah, oh, it's got, I think it's got 20 memories. You can put things in a memory and then, you know, add and subtract to that memory. So if you need to do more measurements.
So it will add and subtract from the memory?
I think it will, yes. It's got two AAAs, yeah.
About the memory, every time you measure something, it stores the result in a memory. So it automatically fills up the memories. When you want to look at any memory, you get into memory mode by pressing the button below the measurement button, and then you can scroll through the memories and find the one you want.
Has anybody figured out if there's a measurement app on the iPhone? It's Measure. It's a new, I think it's, they added it very recently, and it's part of in the same place where I think the level is.
Joey, you used that, didn't you?
I tried it, and I didn't do very well with it. I tried moving it along the edge of a table to measure the length of it. It seemed like it wasn't that accurate, but it could have been user error.
But you were able, it's accessible though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the level's accessible too.